poster story, Christ's Life on Earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Heavenly Father promised us that he would send his Son Jesus Christ to the earth to teach us the gospel, to be our example, and to suffer and die for us so that we could return to Heavenly Father's presence. The day he was born was a day of great joy. It was in the early spring that Mary brought forth her firstborn son, Jesus Christ, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. The promised Savior had come to earth at last. We know that Jesus Christ grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. When he was 12 years old, Jesus taught at the temple in Jerusalem, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Luke chapter 2, verse 47. Later, he was baptized, although he had committed no sin. He did this as an example for us, for we too must be baptized. He organized his church and called 12 men to be his apostles. He taught the gospel and performed many miracles because of his great love. And to complete his work on earth, he suffered and died for us. As we read the scriptures and learn about his life, we will know that he is the Savior, that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is his church upon the earth, and that he loves us and wants us to follow his teachings and example so that we can return to live with Heavenly Father and him again one day. On page 38, there are flannel board figures. The first one shows two shepherds. Next, we have a picture of the star, and then an angel. Then we find a picture of a little sheep. Jesus in the manger is the next picture, and Mary and Joseph is the next flannel board figure. The instructions are, and you may need some help on this, color the flannel board figures, then mount them on heavy paper, cut them out, and use them to retell the story of Jesus Christ's birth. End of poster story, Christ's Life on Earth.